Apex Legend! Welcome to Tips and Tricks, everybody. Welcome. The ALGS has ended, and man, a match that was. It was amazing. Pretty shocking. It was shocking. Because the team I did not expect to win won yesterday, and that was Reject. Reject won the ALGS yesterday, and I'm going to be breaking this down in another episode. And as you know, I'm posting the ALGS on the platforms. If you follow me on Spotify, you will definitely be seeing this video. And if you follow me everywhere else, you will see audio-wise. So yeah, I'll be posting that pretty soon. But, you know, as always, it was shocking, and lots of people were surprised. Understandable why a lot of people were surprised yesterday. Reject was not the team I expected to win at all, especially in land. I did not expect them. They're a Korean team, and I gotta say, give them one credit. They played fantastic this land. They played like they've been there before, and wow, what a match. What a match that was. It was incredible. If you didn't get a chance to watch it, there was also revealed with the actors, the voice actors. They came in on set. 07 played so well. They were the energy of land. I gotta say, they were the energy of land, and I'm hoping to go to next year's land, so I'm super excited. But yeah, it was just fanatic. It was fantastic. It was such a great, it seems like such a great time. Over 400,000 people were watching the ALGS last night for the final. 400,000 people were watching this. It was such an intense and great moment. The best experience in the ALGS. Reject won the game, and I gotta give them credit because of that. Reject deserves to win. They deserve the credit. They deserve it all. Like they played fantastic. And as much as the team I didn't win, and that's one of the things that's very awesome of the Apex Legends community, is the encouragement to support this show through other players. And I just love that. I think they deserve to win, and that's pretty much it. It was an amazing time, a great time to watch the ALGS finals, and it's just fantastic. Yeah, more will be coming up pretty soon, but I'm not here to talk about the LGS. I'm not here to talk about the Battle Pass trailer, and the Battle Pass trailer is amazing, guys. It's trending right now on YouTube, so go check it out. But definitely, it looks amazing. The map build, amazing. Changes has been made through Olympus, which is Broken Moon, which is amazing, because Broken Moon was the stinking map, I think, for an ALGS. There's a skin, there's a Revenant skin, so this is the Into the Void event, Battle Pass, from what I'm seeing here, because all the characters look like Seer, especially Seer's Void costume, and Caustic Recolor looks amazing. I'm super excited for that one. Caustic's recolor outfit looks amazing for sure. And then we get all the heirlooms. So from what I understand how the heirloom works, the Apex Legend artifact heirloom is coming back, so you will get a chance to purchase it again. But from what I'm understanding now, you have to buy the heirloom for you to be able to customize the heirloom with the color you want. I might give this one a shot. I don't know. I might give this one a shot. Depends on my mood at the season tomorrow. Because normally when season launches, it glitches and everything goes down and tons of thousands and thousands of people are playing at the moment. So it's pretty frustrating sometimes when you're getting a lag, a glitching game. So it depends what's going on tomorrow. I already bought the Battle Pass early. I'm super stoked about it. I'm super excited to see what the Battle Pass brings for sure. I watched the trailer first before I purchased the Battle Pass. So I really like the trailer. The trailer is very impressive. There's no doubt. The trailer looks cool. Especially see his void outfits. I really want that. And Catalyst's void outfits is so cool. And all the legends. And it looks like, guys, you will get to enjoy Alter. I think from what I'm seeing, so many positive things has been coming in Alter. They feel like it looks so fun. Alter also comes with a void outfit, which I'm not sure that will probably be like a regular outfit. Or yeah, that looks like it'll probably be a regular outfit in the Battle Pass. It looks like a regular outfit. This design like the void outfit. So you would get that one in Battle Pass too. And this is shocking because normally the legendary release that they do not get any new outfits. It's normally the next season, but this season apparently Alter gets one too, because this is her season as well. I have some theories about season 22, but let's first get into season 1 before I share my theories on stuff I've been hearing for season Apex Legends season 22, because I'm super excited for that one too. Vantage skin, there's also an event that's going to be happening when this season launch. So with the new recolor for Caustic, you also gain a a cool entrance, I think that's what they call it. But it looks pretty cool. We get a skin for the 3030 repeater. Woo! I love that gun. From what we've seen from the heirloom too, it's pretty cool. It's pretty decent. I think that's probably going to be my next heirloom. Because I also want to recolor. I hope all the optionals are still there, even though after you buy it, the season is over, the event is over. I hope you can still recolor it the way you want it to be. So it looks pretty cool. The Battle Pass is decent. I really like it. And this is the first trending Battle Pass I think I've seen. There's been one in the past, but this is one in a long time, let's say that way. But I'm super excited, and I'm super excited to see what they do with it and how this turns out. And I'm just looking forward to it, and I hope you guys are as well. But it sounds like it's going to be pretty exciting. So I'm super excited. But again, season 20 was supposed to be a very exciting season. And then as we went through it, you know, things crashed, glitches happened, everything just kind of went downhill from there. And I'm really hoping that this does not happen with season 21. I'm hoping that season 21 can go on and go smooth and everything will be fine by the time the season ends. So hopefully everything goes well and turns out to be fine at the end. But again, this is Apex, and solo mode again is coming back. I can't mention it enough. Solo mode is one of the things I'm really looking forward to. I'm expecting a lot from this solo mode, and I just think it's going to be a really, really, really good season. I'm looking to playing it, and I'm excited. I see some of you hyped in it. The people on people who are sending me emails, that you guys seem so hyped about it, and so am I. I'm so hyped, and I'm so excited to see what solo modes brings and how many people starts getting into Apex Legends solo mode. Like, I can see a lot of people start getting into it, because I'm really excited. I've never been excited for Apex expansion in the solo mode. So yeah, solo mode. I hope people can still play. You know, I hope not everybody just jumps into solo and there's less players playing squads and trios and duos. I hope this is why it's a test. That's one of the things is they're gonna see how many people play it, and I'm hoping people give it such good reviews on the solo mode that we end up getting more of it instead of less of it. So we will just have to see how long this will last. It might not last long. It might just be a quick thing and then it's gone, and then we have to wait for the next event before they add it on. We will just have to see. But yeah, that's it for me today, and I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and give me your thoughts on it, and I hope you guys get to enjoy solo mode as much as I'm excited for it. I want to hear you guys' opinion on it, and so far I'm hearing good reviews. You guys are excited for solo mode. You guys are really excited for the solo mode. I need to write down enough for people on Spotify to hear their opinion on the solo mode and if they're excited or not. But guys, thank you for all your support. Appreciate all of you guys. Thank you for listening as always, and you guys are my number one fans. And yeah, again, if you can't see these videos, make sure to check me out on Spotify, and it's where you will see most of these videos. And the next clip will probably be the ALGS game. And until next season, I do a Battle Pass season, a breakdown, and then ALGS again. So it's going to take me probably weeks before I publish all the ALGS because I got to edit it, remove the background music, so everything else. So yeah, so thank you guys. Until next time, I'll see you in the next episode. Peace out.